Welcome back to Sports Day, and time now for our WAFL review for the all-electric Kia EV6, the wheels car of the year. And of course, it was a buy other than the East Fremantle West Coast game. I don't think we really want to be talking about that one, but what we do want to be talking about is WA versus South Australia and what was a sensational game for those that got along early to Optus Stadium yesterday, like I did, to watch the match between WA and South Australia. Wouldn't have been disappointed. It was a really tight contest. It went right down to the wire, and the Simpson medalist was awarded to our state captain, to Lee Kitchen. And I'm happy to say he joins us here on Sports Day. Lee, welcome, mate. And congratulations on your effort yesterday, mate. And, gee, I felt for you. We're going down in the narrowest of margins yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a great game. Hearing what you said there, it was brilliant to be a part of. It was just that disappointing that we weren't able to capitalise on our opportunities, and having a little bit of a different conversation if we were. We were able to kick a little bit straighter and finish off a few more goals yesterday.
Yeah, the efficiency in front of goals really hurt you. South Australia kicked away a bit in the middle part of the contest, but the longer the game went, the more control you seemed to have. So, look, it was one of those matches. Pretty good game. In fact, two pretty even sides from where we sat.
Yeah, I think we started really well. I thought that first 15 minutes we controlled pretty much the game in our half, and we probably had four scoring shots in that period of time, and then definitely through the back end of the first quarter and the second, they really made the most of all their chances. I think at one stage we might have been 2-9, and they'd kick something like 7-1 or something like that when they got to four goals in front. So, yeah, that was costly, and hats off to them for making the most of their chances. But then as the game progressed late, I thought we really started to come into our own again, and who knows if it went just a little bit longer.
Yeah, 30 possessions for you must have been really, as Carl said, proud of your performance. But now, back-to-back times as skipper, and unfortunately WA has lost on both occasions. This time, the performance was far more meritorious given what the result was last year in Adelaide.
Yeah, we performed a lot better this year, and geez, it'd be much nicer to say that you haven't lost two games when you've been leading the side. I would have loved to have been able to get over the line and actually have a win under my belt. But yeah, it was a great game to be a part of. It was nice to play a reasonably good game and feel like it contributed to the team's almost success. Just needed to be a little bit better.
What did you make of the build-up, Kitch, given that, you know, you had a limited amount of time, and of course, you know, a lot of the boys come from all different clubs around the league to make it up. How did you feel that part of it was handled?
I think it was handled really well, actually. Considering we only played four games of waffle footy, we still had a four-week build-up, so obviously they had their eye on some players from the back end of last year and through the practice matches that they'd followed the form and then added to that squad throughout the first 4 weeks. But I thought Shep and the coaches did a great job of that. Just every Monday night, catching up through those first three rounds and then week of the game, training three times, and geez, they were pretty decent hit outs. I think the squad wasn't announced till Thursday, so Monday night training, 2 days off a game, blokes were playing 17-on-17, and it wasn't your typical Monday night, that's for sure. So the squad came together pretty well, really well actually, I think, and the attitude of all the players to a man on the weekend was WA first, and it was a joy to be a part of from that perspective.
Speaking to Lee Kitchen, the Simpson medalist, WA captain from the weekend. Lee, we touched on the 25 minutes flat quarters with, of course, the rolling clock. How did you find it, the shorter game?
It was a little bit tactical, like probably a little bit more tactical at the end of each quarter. I think people were very aware of the time. And I think it was a fast game. I think coming off the ground, everyone thought it was pretty fast. People fatigued late, but I still felt there was a fair bit of speed in the footy. So I think it probably goes, something about 20% shorter with the flat 25-minute quarters. So, you know, I feel a bit better for it today than we would have otherwise, I think, with the extra time. But, yeah, it was fun to be a part of, and I didn't mind it. I mean, more footy is always better, but, yeah, it was a good game.
I guess the question, and maybe the criticism of playing that state match as it was and had to finish an hour before the Eagles played Melbourne, so the crowds were down. There was, I guess, the atmosphere was lacking. Would you prefer next season, should state footy go on, and obviously that goes back to South Australia, but next time a match is played here, presumably, that you go back to, say, a Leaderville Oval or Fremantle Oval, more club land?
I actually really enjoy playing in the big stadiums. I think lots of the players like that opportunity to get to play on the best decks in Australia as well. So it's great from that perspective. Figuring out a way to get some more people to the game would be brilliant. Because obviously in a big stadium like that, I'm not sure how many there were yesterday. You guys might be able to let me know, but it was still exciting for the players out there. I don't really notice the crowd so much, I guess, guys, when you're playing. But playing on the big decks or the best decks across Australia is brilliant. But yeah, if you were to be able to generate like a grand final like atmosphere somewhere else, then that could be pretty exciting for players as well.
Yeah, well, there wasn't enough people there yesterday. And, you know, you guys, both WA and South Australia, did it justice. So I thought that the standard was fantastic. The gamesmanship, I mean, you know, Skeet just asked you the question about the rolling quarters. I thought the gamesmanship, when it comes to you describing around the tactics towards the end of a quarter, particularly towards the end of the game, when the same South Australian player decided that he wanted to lay on the footy and pretend that he was hurt, that went a little bit too far for me, Kitch. And I reckon the umpires have got to be aware of that going forward if that's what's going to be in vogue. I've got no problems with rolling 25 minutes, but I think umpires need to be aware of that sort of tactical move, don't they?
I think he bounced up pretty quick after they told him to get up the third or fourth times, and I don't think it was through injury. We were probably pretty stiff not to get a free kick, I think, in that situation, but umpire appreciation is all in vogue at the moment, guys, so I can't knock them for that. They did a pretty good job of officiating the game.
Yeah, well, I know that you did the presentation for the game afterwards, and we've said all of the right things.
It wasn't to the one who didn't pay the free kick, though. So,
now, if I can just quickly, given that we are in a review, just a quick preview going forward. Of course, now you're going to go back into pulling your Subiaco Football Club colours on, and you had a very close victory against East Perth. It's been an amazing start to the Waffle season. Pretty much every club right down to yourselves, with the exception of West Coast, are all in the hunt right now. Three wins at the top, East Fremantle, Subiaco down in ninth at the moment, which is rare territory for you at this time of the year over the recent seasons. It looks like if we can go on the first month of footy, mate, it's going to be a pretty tough season.
Yeah, I think that's you're absolutely right. There's no easy games. Not that you sit back and say there's been easy games in the past, but you look across the fixture and you probably think, oh, we're a really strong chance that week. Or, if you're a betting man, you think you're a really good chance that week. But at the moment, it's hard to... There's no easy wins. It's it looks tough every week. You've got a fixture with somebody that is sitting at the moment, for us anyway, pretty much everybody outside of one club sitting above us on the ladder. So it's exciting for the Waffle. I think the Waffle or the Footy Commission be rapt to see a bit of a shake-up in terms of where teams are sitting on the ladder at the moment. And like you said, I think everyone's still in the hunt. Maybe with one team obviously having its own challenges at the moment.
Yeah, great to speak with Lee Kitchen, of course. Subiaco's star and part of Dimantina's Coffee out there in Osman Park. Looked after me the other day. Thank you, Kitch, for that. Quickly, this weekend, always look after you, my friend. What about jumping on the plane on Saturday to go to Kalgoorlie for a match against Swan Districts? Bit of excitement there. I'm sure the town will really embrace it.
It's been a good fortnight in footy at Subiaco at the moment, so that's really exciting to get back out to one of our districts and play. A lot of the guys obviously come from Kalgoorlie, so to go and play a home game in front of family and friends, they're wrapped about and excited for. And Swans are playing really well at the moment, so you'd expect it to be a great clash out there if we can bring our best footy and hopefully spend a bit of time in the community after the game and maybe the following day as well.
Good on you, mate. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. Congratulations and bad luck for yesterday in that you didn't get the chocolates, but it was a really good game, a great display of what is a really good standard of footy in the West Australian Footy League, mate. And take care, and thanks for having a chat to us tonight.
Thanks, gents. Appreciate the support. Cheers.
Good on you. Lee Kitchen there, and he certainly played his part, Skeet. And I know there's a lot of people that were there. Wasn't enough people, in my view. Not enough, but at least there was a few that went along to enjoy the footy early yesterday.
Yeah, in hindsight, it is an easy thing to have, but I would have thought going forward, perhaps state matches, not under those circumstances at Optus. I think maybe a club ground would be more suitable. What it does mean, the Hayden Button Cup was 48 wins apiece before yesterday, of course, now 49 to South Australia, but shows you just how even these two states have been over such a long period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Introducing the Kia EV6, unanimously judged the wheels car of the year. It's leading the charge. We'll clear a commitment, come back and have a yak to Nina Kennedy, one of those athletes that has been named for the Commonwealth Games, which are getting closer. We'll have a chat to Nina Kennedy next.